It's 2 o'clock here on the West Coast, and that means it's time for a conversation with Elizabeth Barrett, the Reluctant Therapist. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. What is on your mind this week?
Well, this week on my mind is summertime and live music starting everywhere. We've got Live Oak Music Fest kicking off this Friday. So I'm in the spirit and in the spirit of Live Oak every year for the last, I don't know how many years, I do interviews, backstage conversations with the artists and start bringing them to you throughout the summer. But today we're going to kick off even pre-Live Oak with a conversation with two kind of surprise guests that have joined the Live Oak schedule at the last minute for Sunday morning, 8 a.m. at the Beer Garden, Dan Curcio and Nico Larson. And they are both here in studio. And I'm so excited, one, because we had Nico here just a little while ago, and now he's, buzzing from the triumphant slow symphony concert that just happened. And then Dan Curcio, I have been trying to get on the air with me, I think, for 10 years before he had children. And I have interviewed Dan twice and lost both of the interviews.
Wow.
In 1,000 interviews I've done, Brad, I've never lost an interview, and I've lost Dan twice, and I was too embarrassed between interviews to say, and he never asked me, like, did you ever play the interview? So I was too embarrassed to tell him that I'd lost them twice. And then Nico reminded me that Dan is just a spirit, and that's why his voice cannot be recorded. So hopefully we'll hear him today. But Dan, here is how I found you. I think in 2006 or 8, could that be right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My husband and I bought a truck in Santa Barbara, a used pickup truck. And we were driving it back from Santa Barbara, and there was a CD in the player, and it was Still Time.
Yes.
And so that's how I got introduced. And we listened to that CDs over and over again, and then all of a sudden started popping up at concerts. And my younger daughter, Kelly, just loved driving the truck and listening to the music. And so you were in our family music collection before we even got to see you play live.
I love that.
So
that's
my
awesome.
My recommendation for all people selling used cars is leave your favorite CD.
Yeah, serious. That's
so
a move.
All right. Yeah. So thank you for coming in.
Doesn't that just further add to the narrative that Dan is just the spirit? It's like, it was already in the car. You didn't have to buy it.
No.
It's just,
didn't have to discover.
He's omnipresent.
The music, the car turns on, and all of a sudden Dan's voice is coming through the speaker. So I'm like, what is happening here? But it was a fabulous discovery, and I just appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And it's such a such a meant-to-be thing, because both of you have jumped in to perform on Sunday morning, and we thought, oh, this would be a great opportunity for you to do a rehearsal for Sunday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a little bit of a get to know Dan and chat with Nico, but also to hear some of the music that you'll be playing on Sunday and to encourage people to get out of bed early.
Yeah.
I mean, you played the 8 o'clock slot last year.
Yeah, I think it was 9.
Was it 9?
Yeah. I think
we're stepping it up.
We're stepping it up.
But it was, but the place was packed.
Yeah, it was awesome.
There was, so
I love the morning sets there.
It's you do?
So magical. Oh, yeah. It's like a house concert. You know, everybody's just focused. And
everyone's chill.
Got the cup of coffee just ready to roll. Some beers floating around, too. People that are ready for the day, you know.
Well, how do you warm up your voice for a 9 a.m. show?
That's a good question. Well, 8 a.m., right?
Yeah, you're doing 8. Don't run us over to sleep.
It's going to be some coffee. I know Nick doesn't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some push-ups, and we're going to sing at 7:30 or something.
Do the pre-concert before that.
Yeah, we need to, I'm a little worried. I mean, no, in a fun way.
It's a challenge.
You'll be lowering the key of most of the songs.
I think every song needs to come down a bit.
That's why I picked the low parts for these. That'll work.
Smart.
I know that works. Yeah. Well, that's where my mind is today, Brad, is that I have these two gentlemen here in the studio, and I don't want to waste time talking about things that don't have anything to do with music. It's going to be all music. But I want to start off the show with what introduced me to you in my blue truck so many years ago. The CD is still in there, by the way.
Was that T-Bone's truck? I was trying to remember.
I don't know. We bought it in
was
Santa
it
Barbara.
Like old school? Oh, okay.
And it was some guy's work truck.
Okay, okay.
I'm telling you, it was the spirit put the CD in there. Because how did it end up in Santa Barbara? And a used car lot. And again, why were we in Santa Barbara buying a used truck? Which is a whole other story unto itself.
Yeah.
This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. And as always, you're invited to be part of the conversation. If you have a question or comment for Dan or Nico, our number is 805-781-3875. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. I actually posted a little video of the guys warming up today on Instagram. You can leave me a message there. You can also send me an email after the show to Elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com and listen to previous shows at kcbx.org. There's over 1,000 sitting there waiting to be listened to. We're under the News Talk tab. Or if you want something a little more current, you can podcast our show at Spotify, NPR Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, however you find your podcast. This show will be up and ready to listen to probably 30 seconds after we finish today, so you can listen to the music over and over again. But we're going to take a quick break because I want to play a little bit of the song that introduced my family to Dan Curcio so many years ago, right here on Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. Tell me lies, I was sweet and a lie. Says he knows me and I got the dream. You look at my eyes. Got a mind to make a power at 15 cents. Buying on with the blue of all the summer set. Do you know where I'm going and I know where I've been? I tumble it, tell my ship's coming in. I got no time for fiasco. And the last try seems to be a long ways away. My time is coming with the world for me. My time is something that you won't find. My time is coming with the world for me. And my time, it is something that you won't find. The skies keep on asking me why. Sign dreaming what it means, seeing it pass on by. It's just a matter of time. Now I'm heading to find paper and a good life. I believe with the grind. Know where I'm going and not know where I've been. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. And this is the Still Time version on your Moonshiner Collective album, Power of Now, High Tide.
Yep.
If people want to catch it and be a little more current.
Yep, yep. And Nick's on that one. We recorded these together in L.A.
Cool. I love that. You're everywhere. Nick's everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so Dan, I'm going to a little backstory before we jump in today's music, because I want people to know you the way that I know a little bit of your story. How did you find your way to music?
Oh, man. In high school, I want to say I was sophomore year. I always loved music. I would buy CDs at Tower and spend all my allowance on, you know, record CDs.
I was just thinking about Tower over the
Tower
weekend.
Tower Records.
We're both from Sacramento.
R.I.P. Yeah, we're both from Sacramento.
Sacktown's finest.
R.I.P.
That was everyone's
Tower
first job when I was in high school, was working at Tower Records.
Yeah?
All my girlfriends, yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, it was always
Hail to
love.
Tower Records.
Yeah, R.I.P. Tower Records. It was always a deep love for music, but then I actually had a dream. This, I know, sounds totally woo-woo, but it's the truth.
I love the woo.
I had a dream one night. I'll never forget it because I don't remember my dreams this vividly, hardly ever. And I had this dream about traveling in a band van. You know, I remember feeling like a band and traveling like what felt like the Big Sur Coast, honestly. And I didn't even know Big Sur Coast at that point. I'd never been. So I was from, you know, Sacramento, grew up there and whatever. It was like some sort of ocean area that a band van was driving through, right? And I just remember the feeling of like being in a band. And I had never picked up an instrument other than playing guitar. I mean, I played piano growing up, you know, lessons, and never really deeply loved that. But anyways, I bought a guitar. I saved up a little money. I bought a cheap acoustic guitar, and like maybe you know, a month or two after that dream, as like inspiration for that, and then I just never put it down ever since. I've been playing
that is awesome.
Nonstop. So,
do you remember your first song you wrote?
Yeah, yeah, a cheesy love song for my high school sweetheart.
Of course.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, of course. You know,
was it an A C D song or?
Yeah, probably
D G.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, D G.
Yeah. And so, how did you get from Sacramento down here? Because San Luis Obispo is kind of your home base, has been for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, I followed my high school sweetheart. Got in early admissions to Cal Poly, and we broke up right before college, you know, but it brought me here. So, yeah, I've been here. I went to Cal Poly, and then I went home into Sacramento off and on for early on during that time just to get my life in order. But, yeah, I've been here mostly ever since. So it's been like over 20 years.
That's why you have gray in your beard.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a grown man now.
Yeah.
But so how did Still Time then come together? Because I know Proxima Prada, Nick's band, is a Cal Poly band. So
yeah. So I was at Nick's show, which was incredible, at the PAC the other night, you know, a couple weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Slow Symphony at the PAC. And Nick was explaining his roots with Kevin, and it totally reminded me of mine with Haircut, with Still Time. We had the same kind of thing. We're up Sierra Madre dorms, and we
Sierra Madre, too?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Right? Yeah, what tower was it?
Weird Al?
Dude, Weird Tower 3. Yeah, that's great. I don't think we put that together yet. I've known Nick forever, too, and I don't think we just put that together.
I forgot about the Sierra Madre Tower 3 connection.
Dude, Weird Tower 3. Yeah,
that's
Sierra Madre.
Crazy.
But was Weird Al in Tower 3 20 years before that, too?
I hope so.
I know.
It's the musical dorm, I guess.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, so we go up above.
It's the spirit of Weird Al that we're continuing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. The spirit of Weird Al. Yeah, we brought it up the hill, which I think you guys did the same, right? The hill behind it, basically.
That's
Haircut, and I would go up the hill.
Who is Haircut?
Oh,
please?
So he was the guitar. He was the lead guitarist along with Nick Billich for Still Time.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, he was two doors down from me in the dorms. We started jamming on acoustics, and it was really crazy the way that Still Time came together. To be honest, I'm not going to be long winded here, but
no, I like to hear.
Long story short, like. I think Haircut was going to class one day and he saw a guy just playing pencil drums on a notebook. Like, hey, man, do you play drums? And it was John Vucinich, our drummer for Still Time.
Wow.
And then he was playing with Pablo, Paul, our bass player in Cal Poly Jazz Band. So he brought him in. I had a class with a girl who was quirky and cool. And she was like, hey, my boyfriend would love to record. Like, do you have any way of recording? And he came over and recorded a song of his. That was Nick Billich, our guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, hit it off and start. So anyways, it was kind of these weird connections that all brought it together over the course of my first year and a half or so at Cal Poly. And then from there, that was our college band. And we did that thing for, about 10 years.
And that was Still Time.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd that name come from? Because we know Proxima Prada came from the bus stop.
Yeah. So Still Time was a song that I wrote. We were called Longview before that. It started out as Longview. Yeah. And then there was a bluegrass supergroup called Longview. So we got a cease and desist.
You did?
Yeah. Cease and desist.
They were nervous of your success coming up.
Yes. I don't know. Anyways, we obliged and we changed the name to New Longview. As a Spinal Tap reference, and then we realized how stupid that was very shortly after, and we changed it to Still Time. But Still Time was the name of a song that I had written, and I always thought, I don't know, it's like a double meaning, you know, it's like the ability to stop time, to make time slow down, and then also like there's still time to do this and that in your life, kind of, so it's this cool double meaning that I always appreciated about it.
It's kind of profound for a 20-something. A deep thinker. Were you a writer before you discovered you had the musical talent?
Yeah, I went to Cal Poly for English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've always loved writing, creative writing, poetry. Yeah. Had a deep love for that.
I noticed, when I was looking through kind of your bio, it says that you like to write introspective lyrics about community, family, hope, love, which is in all of the songs that you write, and cosmic connections.
Yeah.
Tell me where that came from. What does that mean to you?
Yeah. I think overall, I feel like this world is so dark and overboding a lot of times, and I always try to counteract that with some positivity, and I feel like, I've always had a belief that life is what you create of it. You know, it's how you can see it as a negative thing or you can see it as a positive thing. It's the cliche, glass is half full.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to, my dad was one of the most optimistic humans I've ever known. And so I got to credit my parents on that. I think they're just very optimistic people and they see the good. And so, I think it came from a place of optimism. All my songwriting, I try to just leave room for hope because this world's dark, no doubt. There's no way around that. Mm-hmm.
But you're also a dad of two, and so I think that also, is part of our job as parents,
absolutely.
Create that space where our kids can come into something that's hopeful and joyful, right?
Absolutely.
We don't want to leave the dark to them.
No. There's plenty of light to be found, I think. I just try to have the song speak to that. And I do believe in something greater than ourselves. I don't necessarily quantify what that is exactly, but I believe in some greater power. I think there's also a tie-in to that.
If you're just tuning in, my guests today are Dan Curcio, band leader. We always get stuck on what that title is. Singer, songwriter, leader of San Luis Obispo Band's Moonshiner Collective and Still Time we've been talking about. And Nico Larson has also joined us today from Proxima Prada. Dan and Nico have so graciously agreed to come in and be our 8 a.m. beer garden show on Sunday morning at Live Oak Music Fest. And so I hope you make sure that you get up early to get there or come camp for the weekend. If there's still camp spots available, I don't even know that, Brad, but no more camp spots. You got to get up. We don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, nobody knows.
This is the weekend to do it. And you're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. And I kind of asked you to come in and say, let's do a little rehearsal for Sunday because yeah. This is super last minute. And I don't know if you two play together all the time.
It's interesting. I've like backed him up. Before, like I've played a few Moonshiner gigs and they're really fun, but it's a different role than what we're doing on Sunday morning. We're going to each play, you know, we'll kind of play our songs and the other person will do a supportive role. So it's really something we've never done before, which we're super excited about.
How do you decide yeah. which songs to do? Do you choose?
We're thinking about like we chose together and we're thinking it's Sunday morning, 8 a.m., you know, probably pretty chill, mellow, fun vibes, I think, generally. So, yeah.
Got the right fit for the morning.
Yeah, and then each kind of do an equal number of songs each and try to do a good mix of sounds and feels. And so, yeah.
Is it going to be the two of you on acoustic? Are you going to have some backup? A pencil drummer?
Pencil drums. Just two of us, acoustics, and then we're going to have the keys for Nick.
Yeah.
Or so Nico. That would be, I got to say Nico.
I don't care.
Yep.
Key. It gives him the ability to be two different people at a time. He can be wherever he wants.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. So let's choose one of the songs. I'll let you both choose. What do we want to hear first?
Want to do one of your songs first?
Yeah, let's do it. The Power of Now. Yeah,
Power of Now with Dan Curcio and Nico Larson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm walking downtown in the rain. I'll probably catch a cold or something. But it's my mumbling that's got me more concerned. See, I can't find the words to think I'm holding on to memories that are gone and left me, cause I can't focus on the now. It's always when I get this Nintendo and I find the right girl, I used to be in great shape, the bearing down on me. So I close my eyes, and I try to realize the power of now. Everything, this is a moment here. There's nothing that the past or the future can settle. The weight on my mind slowly lifts as I realize the power now. When I'm finally waiting, I'm waiting for nothing. Like to wear a Buddha smile, find what it is that's worth my while, to ride some timelessness into a state of peace. But we're only less than holy, wandering through these towns alone. I close my eyes, I try to fall into the power now. Hold everything, this is a moment here. There's nothing that the past or the future can settle. The weight on my mind slowly lifts as I realize the power now. When I'm finally waiting, I'm waiting for nothing. This is a moment here. There's nothing that the past or the future can settle. The weight on my mind slowly lifts as I realize the power now. When I'm finally waiting, I'm waiting for nothing. Hold everything. This is a moment here. There's nothing that the past or the future can settle. The weight on my mind slowly lifts as I realize the power now. When I'm finally waiting, I'm waiting for nothing. Oh.
weight on my mind slowly lifts as I realize the time when I finally waited, I'm waiting for nothing. Waiting, I'm waiting for nothing. I'm waiting for nothing.
Dan Curcio and Nico Larson. Do we have a name for the duo for this Sunday morning?
We'll figure it out before Sunday.
Sunday morning sessions.
Maybe like the new Longview.
Yeah, there you go.
The brand new Longview.
I'm thinking the Sierra Madre.
Oh, nice.
Right? Revisited. Ooh. There's got to be something to that.
Tower 3 Unite.
Tower 3 OGs.
I love that. I mean, now we have to go back and look and see how many bands have been created from hanging at the dorm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. That was beautiful. Thank you. All right. More questions for Dan. So you moved from Still Time, and I think I remember in one of our conversations that disappeared into the ether, you had mentioned that you'd made a conscious decision once you got married and started a family that you were not going to be a band person.
Yeah.
And you were going to concentrate on building a career here locally so you'd be with the family. So how did you come to that, and how has that been? Because I would think that's a tougher road.
Thank you for asking that question. Yeah. Yeah, that's like the I don't know. That's the biggest joy in my life is being a father. And being a husband to my wife and being around, you know. So I love music. Like, I'm so grateful for everything music's given me, and I can't believe I get to do it for a living. I mean, I'm full time with it, and my wife does the booking and the emails, and so we're like all the eggs in that basket. It's scary. You know, but ultimately I feel really fortunate to see it that it is still, I mean, it's an amazing job, but it is still a job, you know, and I love it. But my main purpose is to be a present father, and to be a family man, and to be able to, just experience that and dig in while my kids are young. So, and I got to say, like, my bandmates, Gary Wooten, Ryan House, shout out to Gary and Ryan. They're absolutely incredible musicians, you know, in their own right. They're amazing. And they could be playing with anybody, and they understand what I'm trying to do with my family. They don't have kids of their own, you know, so, but they've been so empathetic and understanding of that. And so, yeah, that's like ultimate gratitude to them for understanding that's, you know, of the utmost importance to me. So,
honestly, do you feel any pressure? Do you get any pressure to get out and do a little touring?
Yeah. I mean, they both want to, and so do I. You know, we talk about it a lot, and I mean, we know we would do, you know, well if we really put our mind to it and really went out there. It's tricky. I make a living with private events around here now, and I'm kind of tied into that world.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and it is hard to replace that with, as Nick knows, the ticketed show game. It's just, it's tough.
I know that you did the Van Band Life for multiple years with Proxima.
Yeah, I will still be doing that. Yeah, life's not over yet.
Because it is a conscious choice of how you're going to build your profession, whether you're going to take it on the road and build it that way or to create a following that's enough here in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, and try not to burn out the same people over and over. It's a challenge either way, man. It's real hard. I mean, I have
there's
so
no
much
easy
respect
path.
For Nico.
Yes,
so much
same
respect
here.
For you, brother.
And then when
Same
do you fit
here.
In the writing of music part to both of
that's
you?
That's another
when
great
you
question.
You don't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have to choose.
Yeah, you
got to
trade sleep. Yeah, for sure.
Do you have dream songs? Like how
I've had one or two of those sort of. Yeah, you wake up and you kind of got it ready to go a little bit. Yeah, I've had a cup in a couple times.
That's very fortunate if that happens.
Yeah.
Huge that it blessing. Comes fully formed to you?
Yeah, and you feel like you have to just catch it before it's gone. That's wild. Yeah.
They come in bunches. I don't know, for you. I feel like for me, it's like I'll get a few at like 2-3 in a row, and then I won't have some for a year and a half. Like,
and then you start to worry about where that went.
Yeah, where did that go? Yeah.
What is some of the because when Nick was on the air with me a couple weeks ago, we were talking about like the genesis of the song. So the power of now that you just did, like where did that come from? What was the nugget that started that song?
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, that was a Still Time song from those college days at Cal Poly. And I've always struggled with, as we all feel like do in different ways, but I've really struggled with, when we get this, when that happens, when this can, when I get this thing, that'll help with that. When I lose this weight, when I do that, when I find this girl.
The key thing that most people worry about.
Yeah. Once that happens, right? It's like, and I read Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now.
I was wondering
if it was that. Yeah, I read Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now around that era, and it just, it hit me. And I also, the Tao Te Ching. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
That was great.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite all-time book. And so that, along with Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now, it just helped me around that time to kind of calm down and be more present in the moment and at least be aware of how important that is. So
what does music do for your mental health?
Ooh, you're coming with the good questions.
It's a heavy hitter.
Yeah. You've done this before. All right. Yeah. So, it does so much for my mental health. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine life without it. I think it helps me process some really tough emotions that nothing else could properly, do in that way. Like I said, I think songs for me come in bunches. I usually have 2-3 at a time, and I think it's like the culmination of a lot of feelings that I repress or hold down for a while, and then they just kind of come out, at a certain time.
Right.
And a lot of times when you don't expect it or whatever, just because you need to process things. And so, yeah, for me, it's been the best form of processing emotion.
Were you a journaler as a kid? Because you were an English major, so I'm assuming you were processing stuff as a young guy.
Yeah, I wrote a lot of poetry. I'd write a lot of poetry early on before I'd play guitar, and definitely had a lot of big thoughts to process. I'm not a good artist, but I remember drawing stuff. I had a journal that I'd draw and write thoughts, and a lot of it centered honestly around I was born and raised Catholic, and just the whole Christianity or Catholicism versus I had a interesting upbringing with that, where I went from third grade all the way through high school in Catholic schools, and I believe in God and I believe in Jesus in a certain sense of the word, but I don't love the way that it gets weaponized in this in this world.
And when you're a teenager, you're just in that space of questioning all stories you've been told anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that was honestly probably the biggest thing I was trying to process. I'm still in.
I think that's the life's journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we know all things once we're no longer here.
Yeah.
Right? The moment we pass this plane, apparently all is revealed. But we spend all these years trying to see behind the curtain before we get there.
Right.
Yeah. What a waste of time.
I know. Right. I think there's a song in that.
I think so, too.
Somewhere in that.
Is there wisdom in just letting it go? Find out later. You'll find out when you do. Who
not
cares?
Not sure. But
yeah. Just treat people well.
That's the move.
Nika, where is your mental health in all this? Because you didn't pick up music until much later also. You were an athlete growing up.
Yeah.
So how has this process changed how you deal with your mental health stuff?
Oh, I would say it makes me a lot more aware of what I'm experiencing. I think I probably was experiencing just as much before, but I just was unaware. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think there's just so much happening below the surface, and at least now I feel like I have a safe avenue to let things bubble up and create a safe container for things, and try to make sense of my experience and other people's experience. And
I wonder if sports somehow becomes the conduit for emotional releases, because you're a football player and that's a lot of emotional releasing as you're banging into people.
It's funny, in the band we've talked about how team sports were actually a huge part of being able to work in a band.
Yeah.
I'm sure you agree too, right?
Yeah,
Dan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like it's such a great lesson. So many things that we learned really came from sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm really grateful for that upbringing too.
And I also think, again, overall, I love that the team spirit for all people, but for young men to have that safe space. That you're not really maybe processing direct emotions, but you are having to work together and compromise and deal with anger and frustration. And so you're learning to navigate all those things before you even have names for the feelings that you're having.
Right. And also, like, how do you get out of the way and just support this common goal. Like in sports, it's like we all want to win.
Yeah.
It's not about if I score the winning goal or you score the winning goal. It's just we just want to make sure that we all win. And so that's the same with the band. You're like, we have to get the hell out of each other's way and just support each other and, you know, be selfless.
And let it all kind of gel together.
Yeah.
Were you an athlete growing up?
Yeah, athlete might be a strong term, but yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel too. I played sports.
Yeah, I played sports.
I know you flinched a little when I said you were an athlete.
I played sports. Yeah, I played baseball. I loved baseball, and I went to a fancy high school that was like recruiting.
Right down the street from my high school, by the way.
Which is also getting weirder.
Jesuit in Rio. Yeah, yeah, right down the street.
I think this duo was kind of meant to be from way back in the day.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, 100%. I agree.
Delayed duo.
delayed duo.
If you're just tuning in, my guests today are Dan Curcio and Nico Larson, and they are forming a duo for this weekend at Live Oak Music Festival, Sunday morning, 8 a.m., the breakfast of... I guess it's the burrito breakfast moment. Bring your own burritos, but the music will be there.
BYOB?
Yes, nice. Exactly.
Nice.
Don't miss it. I mean, I just know that whenever you two come together or just individually, it's magic. And Sunday morning, it's going to be fabulous. We still have tickets for Live Oak. So don't waste any time. Go online and check out Live Oak Music Festival. Or you can go to kcbx.org. You can call the station, 805-781-3875, and Brad will be happy to direct you so you can get your tickets for the weekend. A lot of great music's going to be happening. I am so excited to be there. Again, it's my yearly opportunity to get backstage and chat with artists and ask questions like, how does this help your mental health? We're going to take a quick break and come back and continue our conversation. Hear some more music right here on Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX.
You've dealt with and you've been given, just doing the best that you can. The old house of cards keeps on falling, but it's all been slight. You and me, we come from the same place, just from the other side of the stream. Our whole lives were taught that we're strangers, but I know you and you know me. For the calm and the chaos we wade through, fleeting moments of joy and of pain, and all the triumphs and struggles define us, and we all just want to be seen. Just want you to know you are seen.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is a conversation with a reluctant therapist with my guest Dan Curcio of Moonshiner Collective and Nico Larson of Proxima Parada and the soon to be named duo that they will be Sunday morning at Live Oak Music Festival. It's the 8 a.m. breakfast show, and I think Nick has requested burritos as gifts of alms.
Absolutely. People are invited to bring us burritos. I think that's
Lazy logs will be accepted as tips.
I love all
Maybe our band name should be something to do with breakfast burritos. I mean, that's a huge passion of both of ours.
Is it?
You know, yeah, more important than any other part of my life.
So what makes it, if we're going to go all in, what makes a good breakfast burrito?
Oof.
Not overcooked eggs, for the love of God. Yeah, yeah. Why are people overcooking these eggs? Yeah, I want them soft.
Okay, soft scrambled eggs.
Soft scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
And why is the tortilla not heated? You know, people need to really get that tortilla grilled up.
And are you talking
right?
giant tortilla?
The bigger the better. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
like pizza
these little puny burritos.
They fall apart.
Yeah.
You going tots?
I would accept tots or hash browns.
I was going to go hash browns.
Yeah. Tots are great. Yeah.
Piece of it. Yeah.
Elizabeth Barrett, if I might make a suggestion from behind the glass for their name, how about the Breakfast Burrito Brothers?
Oh, the Triple B's. Yeah.
Dang, that's
Breakfast
strong contenders.
Brothers.
All right.
I love that.
I like that. Yeah,
are we beans and rice, or is that too impure for breakfast burrito?
I'm open to beans, yeah.
Okay, rice.
Rice can be good.
It's a long day. Yeah. You start with beans. That's a long day. I don't know. You got a long day ahead. I don't know.
Is there a bacon, ham, steak additive? I'm a crumbled sausage person myself.
I respect all those, but I'm a vegetarian. So
don't put that in Nick's breakfast burrito.
Right. And if you do, I'll just say thank you, and I just won't eat it.
But Dan, will you take whatever, anything?
Man, I'm going to go with my mother-in-law's salsa. Oh. It's the best salsa in the world.
I can attest to that.
It's phenomenal. So good. It's so good.
You can drink it, legit.
You can drink it.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it is the best. We're trying to start a business.
Are you really?
I don't know if she's into the idea.
Everyone's into it but the maker of the salsa.
The maker of the salsa. I like that you're entrepreneurial for everyone around you. It works out really well. All right, so let's hear some more music.
All right. Yes.
And again, this is like a practice session that I invited them both to come into. And so we're getting the raw experience of Nick and Dan working out their set for Sunday morning.
Let's see what happens.
Enjoy. Yeah. What's this song?
I want to play Tunnel Through a Mountain. And so we'll do that one together.
This is a Proxima Prox.
This will be
song.
This is a good Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Relax and chilling. Okay. How do you build a tunnel through a mountain? How do you build a pier out in the ocean? Somebody did it. I know we can do it again. How do I clean up this mess I'm in? I guess I better start by getting out of bed for breakfast burritos. Somebody did it. No, we can do it again.
Chipping away.
Chipping away at a rock is better than sleeping. Ooh, the snow on the red rocks is getting pretty thin. Somebody did it. I know we can do it again. So how do you build a tunnel through a mountain? Somebody did it. I know we can do it again.
That is beautiful. I didn't want to stop. Well done. Well done. Do you clap for yourselves? Like, go on.
I'll clap for Dan.
Okay. I'm going to clap for Nick. This is excellent.
I love that song.
That was a Nico Larson Proxima Prada song that you actually ended the show with the symphony. Did they record the Slow Symphony?
We recorded that whole thing.
Is it going to become?
Filmed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on my to-do list to get that ginormous thing edited.
That'd be fabulous. And then it'll be available for people to.
It's like 4 terabytes of files. It's massive.
Well, there are a lot of cameras moving around the stage picking it all up. That's just beautiful.
I can't wait to share that with folks, though. Yeah, I think it was really beautiful. Hopefully the audience will be picked up well, too, because I could hear people in the
singing
audience
along
really
with
singing
you?
Along. That was so
beautiful.
Oh,
man, that song. I mean, the whole show, obviously, is incredible. That was such a moment, that Tunnel Through a Mountain. I had my family as my sister's 40th birthday. I had my whole family. My daughter's there. And anyways, my daughter's, like, you know, it was the first time hearing. Well, they'd heard the recording, but it's been a while. And they were locked in. The whole crowd just singing all the words. Oh. It was such a moment.
Wow.
Such a powerful
I also love the
tune.
Picture you did, the selfie of the entire audience. That actually came out really well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was really fun.
I know. So if you haven't seen it, you have to follow Parks
and
Prada.
Instagram.
It's on the Instagram there. So, Dan, you talk about being, you know, devoted to raising your family. And I was talking about first is your marriage, right? That's the primary. Yep. And then through the marriage, you raise human beings. And then you go back to the marriage part.
Yeah.
So tell me about your wife. And where did you find her in all this? And how does she like being a musician wife?
Yeah, my wife, Steph. My wife, Stephanie.
Hi, Steph.
She is the light of my life. And, man, yeah, I would not be here doing the thing without her. That's for damn sure. Yeah, I met her like right after, like, kind of at the end of the Still Time era. And I was back and forth between Sacramento and here, and she went to Cal Poly. And so anyways, we met like kind of at the tail end right after she had graduated Cal Poly. And I was trying to find my way. I was drinking too much, partying way too much back then. And I had to go home and kind of clean up. I went to Sac State for a semester. That failed as well. So I was running low on options. Came back here, and I had to work at an Edna Valley winery. Actually, I was a cellar rat for a year, working in the cellar. Anyways, that brought me back here, and I got together with Steph around that time, and she lifted me up from a really dark time. But I think I owe everything I have to her in a lot of ways. She's my rock, and love. Being
Question.
A teammate.
Did you write Fallen for her? That's about her?
Yeah, absolutely.
We could do that.
Okay, that is so perfect because I love a tie-in to a story. Yeah. That is so perfect.
Yeah. I got to tell
Are you
going to
cry, though,
quick?
While you sing it? Because that'll make it even better for me.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
so I want to tell me more, though. So you fell in love. And I just love, thank you so much for sharing that dark place because is that inevitable in a musician or creative's life that you push so hard that becomes part of the story? Is it inevitable in some way?
It feels that way a little bit. I mean, I know for me it was fully because of music and that path. My parents, my dad's, he was a successful attorney, and my mom would always be like, you know, and she was so supportive. My parents were so, I don't want to, they were so supportive, but they would also always say, you know, what if you were a lawyer? You'd be so good at being an attorney. What if you do that and then you play on
do
the
both.
Side? You know,
have
like
a weekend
we have
gig.
A lot of friends that do that and they're great.
Everyone
you know?
Loves a musician on the side.
Yeah, musician
all,
on the
they
side.
They all love that.
Yeah. Right.
No one likes a full-time musician.
Yeah, full-time musician. It's brutal. I get it. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I don't know what I have to ask myself what I'm going to do when my girls want to, if they want to do that, right? Yeah. I mean, I'd be a hypocrite not to, but at the same time, it's scary.
Yeah, you'll be driving the van, Dan.
Oh, man. Yeah. So anyways, long story short, it was just wrestling with that. Just the path ahead and feeling like it was daunting, but also at the same time, I didn't have a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I was going to do.
And then you meet this person who believes in you and everything that you're striving for.
Exactly.
And that changes everything. And I think sometimes in the way our culture is set up right now, we really devalue the importance of the partner that we choose and that work that we do to lift each other up because, you know, we think that we have to accomplish everything on our own as a solo individual. And that's not really how life works. Well, that we need someone that kind of motivates us to get out of bed or clean up our act or want to do better or be better people. I want that message to be shared. That's why I wanted to talk about Steph, because you are who you are because of that partnership. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I wish people understood that partnership can be the thing that holds our life together.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's a beautiful sentiment. Absolutely. No, I completely agree. I see that on a daily basis. And yeah, this one called Fallen. Yeah, we had a house back in the day, a double wide, right on the freeway.
Like, wait, where was this?
Right down the street, not far from Cal Poly. the exit, what is that? That Morro Bay to the one exit. If you're coming,
yeah, Santa Rosa,
southbound.
Okay.
Yeah, the California. Close to Santa or whatever. Yeah, whatever. We yep. called it the Bat Cave. It was just like you kind of curve around and come in, whatever. Anyways, it was like as legally as close to the freeway as you could be for yes. a house. You know, yeah. we were like pretty much on the freeway. And we had a kegger one night. And I remember it was a bunch of, I think the cops came. We had to turn the lights off, all that kind of fun stuff. But the linoleum, you know, the crappy old floor of the double wide in the kitchen was all just soaked with beer and mud. And I remember Steph, I had met her briefly before this, but she came in the back door, which nobody for that party was coming through the back. I don't know. She came in like the side back door thing, which came right into the kitchen. And I just remember like she was wearing a white dress and it just felt like she was like an angel gliding on the mud and the beer in that kitchen. And I'll never forget it. It's like burned into my brain. But yeah,
that's awesome.
It felt like kind of felt like love at first sight.
It fallen.
Yeah, and I had fallen. Right. Yep. Yep. And so, yeah, this song's about that feeling the first time I ever laid eyes on her. In that way. It's called Fallen.
Dan Curcio and Nico Larson.
We only get what we give, so let's give in to the way. The sun climbs over these hills, the ocean calls us to stay. Through all its beauty we found, we're writing words to the song. Our time ain't coming, my love, it's been these days all along. And every time you throw that look my way, I still feel it like those yesterdays. That shine that makes me rise and wake, but keeps me falling. I used to drown in defeat, found no use for the dream. You came and shook me from sleep that day you first looked at me. Through all these valleys we crossed, those mountains still yet to come. Our time ain't coming, my love, it's been these days all along. Every time you throw that look my way, I still feel it like those yesterdays. That shine that makes me rise and wake, but keeps me falling. Yes, my love, when we're blinded by the light, I'll be there right by your side, and I will hold you. The stars above feel the great design as we fall through space and time once again. Once again. And every time you throw that look my way, I still feel it like those yesterdays. That shine that makes me rise and wait, but keeps me falling. Yes, every time you throw that look my way, I still feel it like those yesterdays. That shine that makes me rise and wake, but keeps me falling.
Beautiful. Dan Curcio, the song is Fallen. Which album is that from?
That's Power of Now. That's the new one as well. Yeah, so Nick recorded on that one as well. We went to L.A. right before the fires happened, actually, January of 25. Yeah.
What inspired, I mean, you Fallen was about to your wife, and then High Tides on that album, and then Starting Again, is that also?
Start Again is actually different. That's Galactic Sailors.
Where did Galactic Sailors come from? Because I was listening through that last night.
Yeah. So that's a banjo song. But yeah, the name of the album and the song came from this guy, Scott Steller. Super cool guy. We played a show at Castoro like after COVID time, however many years back. And he came up with during a set break and said, hey, you know, I know you probably get people coming up saying this, but I love your music. And if I can be of any help, I'm a poet. And here's a poem, you know, if it's helpful at all. And it was called Galactic Sailors. And I didn't really use any of the words from the poem itself. It was super cool, but I didn't use – but the title, I was like, oh, yeah.
That's
a great title.
Yeah, that grabbed me as well.
Let me cop the title. and he's been a good friend ever since. He's come to a lot of our shows, and he's an awesome person. So, yeah.
So when people want to meet you after shows – because my husband, Chris, has been working at the merch booth at Live Oak for the last like 8 years or forever. I don't know how long. And there is that time where the artists come out after their performance and everyone wants to meet you and they have their CDs and they're so excited. And I'm always curious to know, like, what is the right thing for someone to say when they meet you? Like, what is appreciated, or how do you like to be – both of you, I'm curious about this. Because I think as fans, you're never quite sure what the right thing to say is, and you don't want to say something dumb. I guess some people don't care. They'll say whatever. But I think for a lot of people, they want to meet you and have a moment, but they're not sure how to address you or what's the way to go about it. So how do you like to be approached?
The first thing I'll say is it's so welcome for people to come and say hi, even if they don't know what they're going to say. They don't have to have some profound story of like, oh my God, your song saved my life. That's obviously very beautiful when you hear how a song impacted someone.
Absolutely.
Or affected them.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hear that. I love when people say that they resonate with the lyrics of a certain song or something has been supportive. But none of that's necessary. You can just say, hi, thank you so much. It's lovely to meet you. That's great. I think things that I don't love is...
This is your moment.
This is the classic is, you sound just like XYZ. And it's usually people I've never heard of.
Okay.
You sound like the burrito boys from the 80s. I'm like, I don't know who that is, man. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
And I don't know if it's a compliment, but apparently it is because you're bringing it up, I guess. But it always just, there's not really much you can do about that. You go, oh, okay. So yeah.
I have that moment as well where people say, oh, I listened to your show. And then I don't know what to say. Like, is it good?
Yeah.
It's more how
like totally neutral.
And then I leave feeling really doubtful of myself. Yeah. If I'm in public and I'll be talking and someone say, oh, are you that girl that's on the radio? And then I have to think, oh, what did I just say? Because I hope it wasn't horrible. So yes, it's me. What about you, Dan?
Nice. I think Nick said it really well. But yeah, I think, you know, Nick and I have both been blessed to have people come up and say pretty profound things about the music, which of course is incredible. I mean,
yes.
Feels amazing to hear that, you know, your song really helps somebody out. But yeah, like Nick said, I mean, you know, just coming up and saying hi. I mean, just, you know, maybe you mentioned, hey, I saw you guys play at this a while back and it was cool, man. Or, you know, whatever. But just coming up and saying hi.
Okay, but the second part of this question, though, is the real question.
We're just a couple of nerds, you know.
Yes. Right? This is the real part of the second question. How often do you feel kind of, not overwhelmed, but inside, like, oh, I shouldn't be getting all this praise, or this feels like a lot, or I don't know if I'm worthy of a little of that imposter syndrome-y thing. Like, do you ever have that moment of, this is so much love coming at me, and I don't know if I deserve it?
That's a hard one. I think over the years, I can't remember who told me, but someone was saying, like, if you don't receive people's compliments and they're like, it takes a lot to open up and share, that by being closed off to that is like a form of greed.
Yeah,
it's like I'm not willing to let someone touch me. You know, I'm not willing to be open and seen in that way. And so although it can be challenging, I think it's really important to be seen and let people see us and receive what people have to say. And I used to think that like someone saying praise for me was like a way of them destroying their own credibility. It was like, oh, you don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you don't know.
But it's like, that's so insulting to them. it's so... I just do my best to stay present and really hear what they're saying.
I love how you said that too, because I do. I think it is someone offering a gift, and to not accept it as genuine would be an insult to the person trying to give that to you.
That's great.
Yeah. That's well said. Yeah, I feel like this is probably going to make me sound like has-been, which maybe I am. But I remember like the still time era, like that was intense. I remember after shows, it'd be like overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, to the point where it feels like a blur.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's cool, but it's also like I love connecting. Like now I feel like we play our Under the Moon shows and people come up one at a time and they're slow and respectful and it's all like, I don't know, we get a chance to actually like talk to somebody for a little bit, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Like it feels a little more real. And I don't know, in the past, I remember, I just feel overwhelming. And it was just like you're trying to give everybody a little something and say hi to everybody, but it's just too much. I think.
And that's probably one of the beautiful things about being local is that it's almost like you have group therapy that happens now on a regular basis. If people come to get their music fill and you're providing it, this gift, and they know you and feel vested in your life, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Okay, the hour went too fast, but... Yeah. Nick and Dan, thank you so much for coming in. It's Sunday morning, 8 a.m., Live Oak Music Festival. Don't miss it. Bring breakfast burritos for yourself and for the guys. Vegan for Nick, if you're so inclined.
Breakfast burrito brothers.
And if they miss you this weekend, where's the next opportunity to see Proxima Parada
on Spotify.
Or Nick? Okay. Yes, that's where nothing planned for the summer?
No local shows.
All right.
Yeah.
Spotify's your place. How about you, Dan?
Moonshiner Collective will be at the July 3rd. We're playing at the Concerts in the Plaza 30th anniversary.
Oh, epic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So July 3rd, come on out. It's going to be a great time. And then we've got a couple Under the Moon shows coming up, too, that we'll be announcing soon, that's my favorite show of the year, the Under the Moon concerts. We'll be
outdoors, doing
two of those. Yeah.
Follow them both outdoors on Instagram to get your updates. This has been a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, at Live Oak Music Festival this weekend. Come by and say hi at the merch booth. I'll be hanging out with my husband, Chris. You can listen to previous shows at kcbx.org. Podcast our show. Share with your friends. Share the love. And as always, thank you for listening and supporting Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. We're going to go out with You Are Seen by Moonshiner Collective.
Distance. This old circle holds dreams, all the fortunate ones. And some say life's where it begins, straight to the stars is where it ends, only to start again, to start again. Consciousness lifted when we gather around. It's got us flying with the birds to never return to ground. Some say life is where it begins, straight to the stars is where it ends, only to start again. Start again. Different dimensions dance the same old song.